reader notes. So, this fic is dedicated to the Bat Boys. This is also an apology for the snippets I leave if I do you a nice podfic of M's fic. Works out, yeah? Woo! So, fun fact, this is actually the second podfic I've done of chapters 2 and 3. M dropped chapters 2 and 3 and was like, enjoy friends, and so we were obviously all losing our minds. And Pax was like, does anyone want to record this and send this as a voice memo so I don't have to wait like 5 hours while I drive home? So I did. I was visiting my parents at the time, so I recorded it just on my phone in my mum's office, which is opposite a field of cows, because rural life. What am I saying? I'm going to massively edit this end note down. So it had all of my stumblings in. It was completely unedited. It had a part where I just stopped what I was saying completely and went back. This is definitely a much better quality version of that. And now let's talk about the music. So I was kind of like, oh my god, I've got deadlines. Oops. I was kind of like, oh my god, I've got deadlines. I cannot be doing another podfic right now. Like, I had my Pod Together podfic to do at the time. I had my 911 podfic for the 911 podfic fest. I had so many things that I was meant to be doing. But I was like, but every time I read this, I'm like, I know how I would do this as a podfic. I know how I would do it. And then Pax was like, if you do this podfic, let me know. Because I have ideas about how the music would work. And like, I could do the music for this. And M was like, yes, oh my god, if you are willing to do this, then yes, you have my permission to podfic this and do this. And so, like, this is one of the times where, obviously, with your internet friends, you're always kind of like, oh, the distance. Oh my god, the distance. Pax and I deserved to be doing this in the same room, like, just sharing headphones and being like, listen to this cool thing I did, listen to this cool thing I did, before, like, it was, you know, polished enough to send to the other. Like, we deserve to just be able to, like, hand over the headphones for, like, 2-3 seconds at a time. Do you know what? These reader notes are going to go into a separate file, I think. This is getting long-winded. So anyway, yeah, that was really just, we deserve to be in the room for that. But then Pax was sending me this music and I was like, I know how to do this. I like, this is going to be so good. So I sent the initial thing with the effects on for the upside down, for when Eddie can hear stuff in the upside down, which the effects on the first bits of dialogue I did, and then I forgot to save as a preset. And then I changed them for the music because the music didn't sound quite right with the same level of stuff. So I then had to come up with an effect on the dialogue after that point, which was just a couple of lines in the final bit of the scene when Steve speaks that I'd just forgotten to record. I forgot to record and then I forgot to put in. And so it was a whole thing. And I'm not as big on the way I ended up doing it, but like, you spend so long playing with the effects, you're just like, right, enough is enough, we need to chill out. But getting the wake me up before you go, like the effects of him kind of stopping and starting, and when he really started to mess with it, I decided to not have that go under the dialogue, but to pause the dialogue, the narration. I decided to pause the narration for a bit because I thought, like, when it's going too wibbly, it'll be harder to hear the narration over. But the thing that I am proudest of, and if you didn't think it was cool, then don't tell me, because I spent however long sitting on this while I was like, this is the best thing I've ever done. Coming at it having fairly freshly finished it, I'm going to say best thing I've ever done. If I take that back at a later date, it's because I contain multitudes. But it was the movement from the kind of echoey, upside down into the regular version of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go at the end of chapter one. And like, I kind of had it a little bit like that on the version that I first sent to PAX, and they were like, that's so cool because it like fits in, it like slides into, because the next chapter we're on the right side up. But PAX is a lot more eloquent than my summations of their words. Please do not take the way that I talk as a reflection on PAX's cadence, vernacular. Neither of those are quite right. Oh my god, right, pay attention. What were you saying? I got diagnosed with ADHD this year. Don't know if you can tell. Where was I? Hey, the music. And then I kind of added to that and made it slightly more shifting, and I just think it turned out great. But the music that PAX has underneath the narration there is just, oh, it's just perfect for it. It just fits it so perfectly. It's got the vibe. It's got the kind of woo of it all. I'm not a musician. Don't know if you can tell that. You know, it's, how many times am I going to say vibes? Please don't make this a drinking game. I'm not responsible for any alcohol poisoning. But yeah, so the music is amazing. PAX is amazing. M is amazing. I will say this again at the end, as I always say at the end, but please go and leave comments and kudos on the original work. And more importantly, M has another fic called You Looking at Me, Looking at You. Oh my god, M, I'm so sorry. We just call it You Looking at Me so often. Which, it's kind of a friends with benefits, it's angsty, it's pining, it's delicious, it's, you know, it deals with stuff from Steve's past. It's got Robin in it, and a big, we love Robin. We've got a lovely exploration of Robin and Steve's relationship as well, and that it's absolutely beautiful. It's, as I'm recording this, it's a whip, but depending on when you listen to this, it's probably finished now. It also depends on how long it'll take me to edit this podfic, so it may have been finished for quite some time now. Editing is hard. But yeah, go and read that. It's you'll see me in the comments of it. It has destroyed me in so many ways, and like literally it's just like going back to him like, ah, here, I believe you wanted this again. Here, take my heart. Just smash it. That's, yep. Cool, same time next week. But I did reply to one of the chapters all in memes because I can't even remember why. I think, well, part of it was I did a bait for that chapter and I was like, huh, I've got a head start on my comment. And then M was like, do it. And I was like, yeah, okay. I amuse myself more than anything else. That's something you should know about me. So just as an aside, this is Mayo from the future compared to that one. Mayo/C Welsh. I can't remember what names I go by anymore. Who knows? Anyway, yeah. You Looking at Me, Looking at You is finished. It is complete, and it has been for a few days now. This is how long it takes me to edit podfics. In my defense, I also switch meds, so, you know, excuse, yay. But yeah, it's taken me about 2 weeks from sending PAX a message like, no, some of the lines are crackly, I need to re-record, to re-recording. So it'll be quite funny to see when this actually gets published. how long since it's been completed actually is. Nice little fun timeline for you. Okay, back to the original recording. If you're still listening to this, depending on how much of it I actually leave in as reader notes, again, I will be doing this as a separate file, I think. So I will add in the bits that need to be added in into the main file. But yes, thank you for listening, particularly if you've listened all the way through these reader notes. Don't forget to go and leave comments and kudos on the original work. And if you're commenting on the podfic, please remember to just heap on the praise for Pax for the music, because it is beautiful. It is delicious. It's incredible. It's other adjectives. Maybe even adverbs. I don't know. Probably not adverbs. But yes, please, I have incredibly talented friends. Please praise them. They deserve it so much. And if you want more Stranger Things fic recs, check out my bookmarks. I've got a collection, a bookmark collection for most fandoms, and my Stranger Things one is quite filled. I'm not doing well at talking. Like, I feel like you might hear the podfic and be like, ah, they've got, you know, a fairly regular cadence. Maybe I come across as I probably don't come across as eloquent when you're listening to the podfics, do I? But you probably don't expect quite as much of a absolute just bonfire of words and confusion, but this is what it's like to talk to me in person, so there you go. Hello again, this is Mayo from the future, but not the future that was before, the future again. And you may be thinking, Mayo, you really don't need to add anything to this, you have said enough, which is true. But also, I've now listened to the full podfic with all of the music from Pax. And really, I just needed to come back and just say again how fantastic Pax is. Like, their music adds... You may have thought that I'd have learnt to script my end notes, but still no. So, literally... Pax sent me a message like, I don't mean to be dramatic, but I think I might be done. And I was like, fuck, right, okay. I was like, do you know what? I can't even listen to this sat in my living room. Like, this is, and so this was about, what, 9:45 when Pax told me this. And I was like, right, I'm getting my shoes. I'm going for a walk. I'm going for a long, long walk so that I can just soak this in, you know, walking in the dark. Well, not the full darkness, because obviously I am, well, I'm non-binary, but like female presenting and dark nights. So I went along all the main roads, very street lit, but, you know, still dark enough to be atmospheric. And so I really feel the need to, like, persuade people that I was safe doing this, despite the fact that I'm not living in a dangerous place. It was between 10 and 11, so it was late, but it wasn't, like, late. And, you know, I was fine. I was on all main roads. But I also told my friend where I was going, all that kind of stuff. You guys didn't need to know that. You weren't asking. You weren't concerned. But there you go. Fuck, what was I saying? It's a bad brain week, so like my ADHD and my depression, so I've got the brain fog and then I've got the blah, 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 blah. Jesus Christ. So Pax's music, good God. So Pax's music is just fantastic, and so I was walking along and they sent me like timestamps of where things were, but I was like, you know what, I'll listen to this all throughout, and I genuinely nearly started crying on like a main road at like 10:30 at night. Just like that, like it just added so much, and it just like, particularly with Eddie in the Upside Down, it completely blew me away. And then the effects when the communication with the light bright, like the scared line was just like, so that's like a line for us anyway. It's like we have a gif of it. It's like, how could you do that to us? It hits anyway. And then that with the music, I'm not being eloquent, but that's because like M's writing and Pax's music is just like, I don't have the words for it, and I'm just genuinely so proud to know them and honoured to be a part of this podfic. Like, all, like, I, you know, I'm proud of what I did in this. I've already talked about how the Wham! Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go is probably the best thing I've ever done. Although, actually, I think I recorded that before I added the Songbird bit, and actually I really quite like the swing back from the Songbird into the Upside Down that way. Anyway, so I am proud of what I've done in this, but I am just honoured to be like the person who did the reading of the words to bring M's fic to like life or whatever, and then for that to be there for Pax to pick up and go, okay, you've brought it to life, now I'm gonna let it live. Not sure why I've turned this into a whole, you know, Frankenstein, but what if you had the first bit of Frankenstein and then a whole like middle-aged coming of age film about Frankenstein learning how to live his life? And do you know what, I've not actually read Frankenstein. That could be in the book. If it is, let me know, because that's pretty cool. Oh my god, this is so long. I just wanted to say that I love Pax and their music, and I love M, and I love all the bad boys. And if you're listening to this, I love you. That was slightly threatening. So I'm gonna go, and let you get back to the rest of this, which I hope is just the end bit. Why am I saying I hope? I'm the one that edits it in, which should just be the end bit saying like, thanks for listening, blah, blah, blah. Okay, thank you, love you, bye. It is the 4th of May, 2023. May the 4th be with you. So if anyone was listening to those additional additions to those notes and then looking at the published date, yeah, congratulations. We forgot. ADHD's a bitch. And I promised Pax, well, no, I said I should add more end notes. And Pax was like, yeah, another 10 minutes. So this is me keeping it short. But yeah, I sent Pax a message yesterday being like, we forgot to publish. So here we are. We're finally here. We're publishing today. I'm finishing up these notes, which really didn't need adding. But for context, I'm also kind of moving. So I've got one of them hanging egg chairs. I've put the outdoor, it's inside. I've put the outdoor cover on and a blanket, and seeing if that works, because I've taken down my podfic station. But I wanted to let you know that, yeah, we are so aware of how long this has taken. M, if you're listening, whoops, we love you. And you, if you're listening, back to me from, oh God, however many months ago.
Thank you for listening to this podfic. Please don't forget to leave comments and kudos for the original author, and remember to leave Paxac plenty of love in the comments on the podfic. Thanks for listening.